Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Star Market Celtics tonight continues from Oracle Arena in Oakland, California. This has been the centerpiece of the NBA the last half decade. Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Star Markets. Just for you, digital app, earn rewards, save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. We both have the voice thing going now. I think it's safe to say this thing, whatever has gone through the team here the last month, I think clearly we're hanging out too much because now we're both been beaten down by the season.
Ha! No. It's a... it's something that I don't wish upon anyone. This has been a tough stretch from the standpoint of health, that's for sure.
And from a few reasons. All right, what is it you just told the assembled media here, the quote they've used is bouncing around the interwebs now, it's been a good vibe the last couple of days. What in your view is a good vibe?
I mean, you know when you're in a room what the energy level in the room feels like. And so I'll leave that up to everybody else's interpretation. But, you know, to me, that is... It's a business mindset. At the same time, at the right times, there's a lot of good smiling and laughing and enjoying each other's company and being able to get done what we need to get done. I just think it's been better in the last 2 days than it's been in a while, and I think that showed in our play thus far. We have not played well, and we have not played well together, and nobody's ran from that. Fact is, we have to fix it.
It's hard to say anything that hasn't been said already, but in addition to all the things that you've had to say over and over, that we've said over and over in this segment, connectivity, all that other stuff, here's something that it's never going to get brought up, and obviously it's not a reason. It's just in thinking about this year in compared to last year, I'm not sure. Houston, they could very well go back to the conference finals. It wouldn't surprise me. I'm thinking about the game Toronto played. I'm just thinking there's been a series of games, and I don't know if there's a target on a team that gets a lot of attention. It just seems I'm thinking about some of the games that never get attention from the standpoint of the other teams and how well they have played. It seems like, man, you've gotten a lot of really good punches this year from the other side.
Well, yeah, I think that, I was talking to Al Horford about it yesterday, that we're still the Boston Celtics and we still got all the pub that comes with that. And so you're always going to get everybody's best shot. You know, even in the years where we were a little bit down, I felt like that. Because I felt like, it was a big deal and there was a little bit more juice in everybody's environment because our fans travel and add to those environments. And, I think that that's just part of it. And that's part of it that we sign up for, and more so this year. And certainly when you're a little bit down, you're not going to start getting lesser shots. You're going to get even more focused because people want to take advantage of that. And we have played good teams. This stretch was going to be tough regardless. And it's not about necessarily the results of the stretch. It's about how we've played at times.
You were, it's funny, you just talked about having a conversation with Al Horford. You revealed today at Shoot Around that you and Kyrie had some conversation in the last 48 hours, which was, in my view, fish food sprinkled into the tank as far as inspiring media activity and people being excited about it. All I have
Can
on
you
that,
imagine when you're in a travel party and you see each other every minute of every day and you talk?
You're kind of ruining the bit because I was going to do this. So all I have for you on that is this. Tell me everything you said, everything he said. Where were you both sitting? What were you both wearing? Did you text afterwards? Did you use emojis in those texts? And what was the – I mean, could you – the serious question is, Kyrie, as part of a group, do you sense that this group – not they feel not just what's happened through 64 games, but there is time left to do what it is you want to do?
No, there's no question about that. There's also a realization of, we haven't been as good as we desired to be. And a lot of that's due to what this group, I said at the start of the year, I was excited about the expectations because this group's the one that set it. And we've fallen short of those outside and internal expectations. And there's a lot that comes with that. That's a hard thing to swallow. But there's also a reality that a lot of teams would trade places with us.
Yeah.
And right now, if we can find a way to get better and play well over these last however many games, all this could just be a blip on the radar when the story is told.
Golden State, for a 25-game stretch, they went 13-12. It didn't get as much attention as it might have because they had started 10-1 before that, but they are a team that has overcome a long stretch like that as well. They've had to do it a couple of times during this 4 or 5 years.
Well, I think that's just part of it. You're going to have those in the NBA. This is a hard league to win in. The 74-win team or 73-win team a couple years ago, special, amazing, and deserves every bit of credit ever. Like, that's just an amazing achievement. But, you know, those guys, I think, will all tell you that that was a toll on them, even as they went through the end of the next season. And so I think that ultimately, with success, and ours is relative to theirs, they've had the success we all desire, right? But with success comes the desire for more, and there also comes the reality that you could come up short. And that's why when you step in between those lines, as our friend Tony Bennett so eloquently said last year in the NCAA tournament, there are two realities out there. And so far we haven't done as well as we'd like, but we do have time to turn it around.
You realize that anybody else in San Francisco, in the Bay Area, when they quote Tony Bennett, they're quoting, you know, leaving your heart in San Francisco and the whole thing. You're the only one that's quoting a basketball coach in San Francisco when you say it. I mean, that might be one of your great moments of all time.
Shows you how in tune I am to everything.
Now, was that a play on words?
It was.
Extraordinary. Extraordinary.
Yeah. Celtics. Well, you're such a great – you're a setup guy.
I do what I can. Hey, I promise you
I'll take – softballs.
I'll take the first bus tomorrow when we're across the street from the hotel.
When you're walking. That's right.
Celtics and Warriors next on the 98.5, the Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores.org/Noah.